of the team sitting in the stands.
Joining us now, no one would ever question this guy's effort. Certainly not us. Maybe Ben Brust. It is our friend Dom Catronio on Wildy and Tausch. Dom, good morning. How are you?
We're going right off the top rope here, right off the jump. We're going there.
Well, I we got after Ben earlier. He walked it back. In fairness to him, but I don't know. I watched the first two games. I didn't see a lack of effort. I saw a lack of hitting against two good pitchers. You tell me.
I will tell you what. I was flying cross country yesterday. I had Wi-Fi in the air, and that clip comes across my timeline. I watched the whole thing. I tried to listen to a little bit more of the show. I texted Ben. We had a conversation, and I'm glad he walked it back. That's all I'm saying about that. You know, I think a man in the arena would understand what the Brewers are going through, and I thought a Brewers fan would understand what they're going through. And the language that he used, as in, I will never, ever, 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 ever question a team's effort in the playoffs. I just won't. And I don't see that. I see them getting beat, which is just frustrating. They got beat these two games, and
yep.
Now you shake it off and get ready for game three tonight.
So,
Benny walked that back. So, Dom, I think Jason was just going to ask you this, but is it just tip the cap to the pitching, or is this something deeper and you're more concerned about where our bats are at?
Mm-hmm.
How do you view this heading out to L.A.?
Yeah, I think there are two things working against the Brewers right now. Number one, yeah, the Dodgers are that good. I mean, the starting pitching is that good. And we can sit here and talk about, oh, best regular season, right? Oh, they went 6-0 against the Dodgers. Okay, look, the Dodgers had a luxury of knowing they were going to be in October. They played the entire regular season knowing that being able to sit, you know, if the speed limit's 70 miles an hour, they were sitting 65 in the right lane the whole season. They were going to get there. They knew they were going to get there. Maybe a little slower, maybe a little differently than maybe teams are used to. Not this, you know, oh my gosh, you're going to challenge the Seattle Mariners for the most wins in a regular season, 116 wins, you know. But they said, you know what? The only thing that matters is as soon as we hit the freeway and as soon as it opens up and you're driving, you know, once you get past Madison and if you're going west, all right, put her down in the left lane. Let's go. You know, put it down to 85. And that's what they're doing right now in the postseason. That's the first thing. They played the whole regular season saying, make sure Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Shohei are ready for October. Number two, the Brewers have tried to change their game. And I know what you're thinking. Don, why would you change your game heading into October? Well, you look at these two performances that the Dodgers threw at them. And the first performance was as dominant as we'll ever see. The Brewers tried to, all right, well, let's wait back, try to work counts. Oh, my God, it's 0-2 every time. Okay, you can't do that against Yamamoto. So what they did is they tried to be aggressive against Yamamoto, which I'm not against. It's just the lack of execution. They had 12 first-pitch swings in that game against Yamamoto. Only one of them was a hit, and that was Churio's leadoff homer. So you can be aggressive, but you got to be able to adjust the game plan when it's not working out.
Boy, that is – see, and I just said this to promote your appearance – we are smarter when we get to talk to you. And this, I saw that same stat, and it made me wonder if there was a reason behind them not doing what they normally do, how do you then, Dom, figure out a way to make them get deep into counts so you can get into their bullpen where you have a chance to be successful? When you also, and I think you're right, like, it doesn't do you any good to take the first two pitches and both be strikes. Then you're trying to fight off foul balls at least to get deeper and throw more pitches. Like, this feels like a rock and a hard place situation to me.
Chicken and egg.
It is exactly that. It's exactly a rock and a hard place. So, and it becomes a, well, if you take pitches early and they're throwing strikes, the other side of the argument is like, well, swing at strikes. Yeah, of course. So what I see, the number one flaw that the Brewers are dealing with right now is they don't have a hit on a non-fastball in this series. In these two games, the only hits they have come on fastballs, and that's just not going to cut it. They're 0 for 34 against non-fastballs. And
what are they, Pedro Serrano?
You know, help
exactly.
with curveball.
The whole team, no curveball. Hit curveball. But the,
somebody called Joe
the
Boo.
The thing is today, don't take Joe Boo's rum. The Glasnow today is a very simple pitch mix. And here's the beauty of Glasnow. He's in the zone. You know he's going to be in the zone. He really only has one chase pitch. That's his curveball down. He's what we call a north-south pitcher in baseball, meaning he wants fastballs up, curveballs down, sliders down. Anything in the middle is a mistake, and the Brewers should be all over it. He will walk batters. He will be out of the zone more often than Yamamoto and Snell were. But if I mean, it has to start today, and quite frankly, the Blue Jays showed the blueprint last night. Hit bombs. Now, is the Brewers roster capable of doing that against Glasnow? We'll see. But hit bombs. I mean, that certainly helps change the scoreboard and not have to rely on rallies.
Boy, that's really good advice there. Hit bombs. I like that.
I know,
we
right?
We should have thought of that a couple. You know, your analogy, Dom, by the way, love a good analogy. I'm a big fan. Why don't we get some cops? They're going 85 down at 11. Let's get some cops out there and enforce that when they're doing that. Yelly, Christian Yelich, he's taken a lot of heat, I think, from Brewers fans. He's obviously struggling. What are you saying? You can hear it in his press conferences and when people are talking to him. He's pressing. He wants to be great. Do you move him in the lineup? What do you, if you're Pat Murphy, what do you do with Yelly right now?
I think two things with Yelly. I think you can get away with moving him to the fifth spot in the order, kind of being the, you know, the restarter of the lineup, and then that would slide Andrew Vaughn to the cleanup spot, in my opinion. So what you would do today is you'd keep Churio in the leadoff spot, Terang hitting second, Contreras third, Vaughn fourth. And then Yelly fifth is what I would do. And then I imagine Jake Bowers is going to start in left field today. Do they want to go back-to-back lefties there? Yelly six, Bowers, or Yelly five, Bowers six, Frelich seven. That would be a window, a pocket for the Dodgers to throw a lefty at you there, but then you could always pinch it and that sort of thing. So I wonder if we could see that tweak today. But on the Yelly front, I promise everybody, you know, with the way that he does a press conference and the way that he talks to the media, you have to appreciate his level-headedness throughout the season, right? People were critical when he's too boring. Like, why don't you say something when you just went 4-for-5 against the Reds with the Euchre bat and hit two homers? He's the same. Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. It's cool. Like, he's the same guy. So I think that that's a trait that is rare to find in baseball. He is the same. He understands the length of the season. And let's be honest, guys, because it's October and everyone's heightened, one swing changes your entire viewpoint. He goes bomb tonight in his hometown, right? He's a Southern California kid. He goes bridge tonight. We're suddenly, oh, my goodness, Yelly's back. The Brewers were never going to win this series without Christian Yelich performing offensively. So the sooner that happens, the better.
Let's go. Hit bombs. Yelly, hit a bomb. Who is going to be not trying to let the Dodgers hit bombs? What do you think Murph is thinking with his idea on starters, openers, or how do you think that's going to shake out today?
I think you have to use Quintana in some fashion today. I don't know if I would use an opener. I think it would be kind of wild to have Robert Gasser be an opener, given what he did against Otani the other day was kind of notable. Like, he could be an Otani stopper. Mm-hmm. But I personally, I'm starting Jose Quintana and giving him two times through the order and see where you're at. Because the Brewers, let's look at it both ways. Let's say he goes two times through the order. We're moving to a fifth inning, and the Brewers are up 2-0. Okay, yeah, it's easier to hand it to the bullpen there. But let's say they're going the third time through the order, and it's 3-1 Dodgers. That makes it a little bit more difficult. Do you try to squeeze one more plate appearance against Shohei there at the top? I wouldn't be surprised if they use an opener, but I think Quintana needs to pitch in this game because I know they have both Miz and Quintana available technically. I'm looking to Miz for some length tomorrow. Neither one of them have gone very long in the last month, so you need to be creative here and then try to survive until game five when you can hand the ball to Quinn Priester again.
Dom, before we let you go, because you've been awesome today and super insightful, we appreciate that. I am on the world-famous website, DominicMCotronio.com, which looks like it could use a little bit of updating. A couple things have gone on since. But there's some great stuff here that I didn't know about you, so I've learned more about you. But as a baseball guy, I have a very important question. When you watched the Blue Jays yesterday, did you think their pitcher Bieber looked like Dave Steeb in those old uniforms? Because I was having flashbacks to my youth.
Man, you're after my heart there, going with some retro names like that, man. Did he with the stash and with the way
yes!
that he was hanging a curveball? Oh my goodness! Yeah, the Blue Jays are fun, man. I think. You know, if somebody asked me my World Series prediction at the beginning of the postseason, I said Brewers and Blue Jays because that would be the most baseball-y series ever, where you've got two teams that play elite defense, you've got a great mustache in Shane Bieber. Even, you know, you look at the Brewers, whenever Joey Ortiz decides to keep his mustache, it's a pretty good stash as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, it's kind of back in vogue right now, you know, you're seeing a few more guys wrapping the lip lettuce a little bit more.
Well,
was it Pat Borders? Who was the catcher for Steve and Jimmy Key? Was it Pat
sure
Borders?
Sure, wasn't Ernie Witt?
Ernie Witt. It might have been Ernie Witt. Left-hander?
Yeah.
Big left-hander.
Tom, in all seriousness, do you do this with your, like, baseball buddies? Tausch
it's
and I
fun.
Are
you
so,
have to.
It's obnoxious how often we do
it's
this.
It's fun.
You know, I was just texting Unesky Betancourt to a friend the other day, too. You know, just sort of blast from the past names. And you know who else did this? And I will be always grateful to Bob Costas for coming on the program the day that Bob Uecker's passing was announced. Bob and Bob did this with each other, texting each other old names from the 50s and 60s. Hall of Famers, they're just like us. Remember that guy? Just doing this. And, you know, I'm scrolling TikTok yesterday, and some kid's trying to slander Mike Young with the Texas Rangers. If these kids don't know how good Mike Young is, then I'm out of a job. This guy was so good. So it's just names that you don't remember from the past, and just it was cool to see the Home Run Derby. We saw J.J. Hardy in the stands this weekend, and just, yeah, some smiles of just dusting off some baseball reference pages is always fun.
And Eric Thames
Freddie McGriff
tearing his shirt off.
No, was it Olerud or was Freddie McGriff on that 93 team?
Olerud was.
Wearing
Freddie
his helmet
was gone
in the field. Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Olerud.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, before we go, Jesse came up with a fun moniker for your he was listening to your show after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
the whole way back
he thinks
from the
Dom
game,
and huh? Jerry. Dom and Jerry?
Yeah.
Is that something you get on board with?
Mike Vassallo was the first to call that one out, Brewers PR man, a couple of years ago
so
when
Jesse
I first got the job. He's like, so wait. He instantly was like, so wait, are we going to have a Dom and Jerry show? I'm like, well, I mean, does a bear crap in the woods? So I guess it becomes Dom and Jerry.
Are you opposed? Are you opposed to a cartoon? A cartoon version of each of you. One is a cat and one is a mouse.
I'm sure by the end of the day, maybe the thumbnail of this appearance will be an AI generated of me as Tom and Jerry as Jerry. So maybe that'll be funny.
Dom, in all seriousness, we are so appreciative of the time you spend with us. We are always better for it. Thanks for making – I know you've got a ton on your plate these days. Thanks for making time for us. It means a lot.
Brewers in seven. Let's go, boys.
Let's go.
I hope he's right.
Well done.
That'd be great.
Well done, bro.